I used to watch my mother-in-law counting out her pills every Saturday and putting what seemed like a huge assortment into each compartment of her pill organizer, never imagining that I'd one day be doing the exact same thing. But I'm now taking 4 prescription medicines each day, along with a baby aspirin, multivitamin, and a couple of supplements. And I, of course, keep up with my immunizations. It was very heartening to read this week that people who got the mRNA COVID-19 vaccine were not only protected from COVID, or at least its worst effects, but those with cancer also got some protection from the cancer progressing. Before any foreign trip, I check with my healthcare provider's travel clinic. They keep up-to-date information about infectious diseases everywhere in the world, make sound recommendations, and keep my immunization card up to date. I keep that card, along with a list printed from my chart of the prescriptions I'm taking, with my passport. I only bring my essential medications on a trip, no supplements, but I keep some non-prescription pain relievers, cough drops, an antihistamine, and antidiarrheal tablets at the ready in my purse or belt pouch. They usually come home unused, but they don't take much space. Rather than bring my usual pill organizer, I have one specifically for travel with 16 separate numbered acrylic pouches for my daily medications. When I'm filling those before the trip, I stick a post-it note with the date on each pouch so I don't lose track. Then every night when I'm getting ready for bed, I put the next day's pouch in my purse so I'll have it at dinner. Doing this at bedtime ensures that on the rare occasions I forget to take my medicines with dinner, there's still time that day. Exercise grows increasingly important as we age. Back in the 1990s, while I was in my 40s, I bought a VHS tape of Jane Fonda's Complete Workout. It includes roughly 20 minutes each of upper and lower body strengthening exercises and 30 minutes of aerobics. I'm the kind of person who loves repetition and doesn't get bored easily, so I never tired of her routine. At some point, I got out of the habit of doing them, but after my first heart attack, I got better at exercising at least a few times a week, and I up that to daily in the several weeks before I leave on a trip. While I'm traveling, I don't bother. When I'm home, I spend a ridiculous amount of time at my computer, so I have a desk treadmill. I can easily put in 10,000 steps on a normal day, and more when I'm doing a lot of writing or editing a lot of photos. I set the treadmill for 1.8 or 1.9 miles per hour, so it's hardly a workout. Indeed, because my hands are at my keyboard the whole time, my Apple Watch reminds me every hour to stand up. But the treadmill keeps me moving. Russ and I are at the age at which we get a discount on our auto insurance if we take an online class every few years. The last time I took it, it raised an issue I'd not thought of, about how many older drivers have trouble turning their heads far enough around to see properly when backing up or looking out the side windows. I use my car's backup camera when I'm in reverse, so I hadn't even noticed how stiff my neck was when I tried to turn my head just 90 degrees in either direction. But sticking with their recommended routine, turning my head to one side as far as I can and holding it there for 10 seconds, then turning to the other side for 10 seconds and repeating, it quickly became comfortable going beyond 90 degrees again. That's become part of my daily routine, especially when I'm doing anything on the computer that has a slow process. It's a healthy way for me to wait patiently. Next time, I'll talk about how I protect myself from sunburn, bites, and falls, and how I manage my heavy camera and binoculars. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.